common, a dad's point of view. That's right, B-Sal, he knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter too. Hashtag dadchick, check that bit out, fool. Instagram and Facebook too. Yo,
welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, and once again, thank you, Arnie, for that wonderful Father's Day gift of a rap song to me. It is time for Therapy Rap with Dr. Jennifer Weberman. We don't have as much time as usual, so I want to jump right in and just welcome her to the show and hear what she has to say about that awkward phase. Welcome to the show, Dr. Weberman.
Thank you, and I just wanted to say really quickly that last Friday marked the one-year anniversary of me being on your show.
Last Friday or last Thursday?
Last Friday, the 12th.
Oh, you mean literal calendar date. Wow. Well, it's been a spectacular year, and I thank you, and I hope it goes on for much longer. It's been a pleasure. And we do have to meet eventually in real life.
I agree with you.
So were you ever awkward? I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't know if it can be considered an awkward phase if it lasts for 12 years. I think maybe I'm just in my non-awkward phase right now, and I'll be swinging around back to awkward pretty soon.
Oh, God, that's funny.
I got to paint a picture for you, because okay. You have to know just how awkward I was when I was younger. And when I make this a blog, I'm actually going to include a photo of
you with braces, I bet.
Circa 1987, when I was really at the peak of my awkwardness.
Yeah.
To start with, I was super skinny. I was so skinny, I was basically pointy. And when I would wear a shirt, it would look like the hanger was still in the shirt. So I got picked on all the time for that. I had big frizzy hair, you know, like the whole Jufro I had going on.
Right, so did
I. And
I
had no concept of hair gel, which was inexcusable since it was the 1980s and I lived in New Jersey and had a lot of access to hair gel. But I just didn't know how to use it. When I needed glasses, I made the unfortunate choice of these big blue Benetton frames that were twice the size of my head, which just accentuated all the features that were just in disproportion with the rest of me. And I was pretty much the last girl to need a bra, which was really uncomfortable in the gym locker room.
You have to send me that picture. I have got to see that picture.
Please.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I promise not to make them public unless you get me really upset someday.
It was terrible, and I was bad at sports. I was painfully shy, and I wasn't very funny, so I didn't even have, like, a specific thing to compensate for all the awkwardness, so I was just awkward all around. And it was very painful, but here's the thing. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Wow. Please.
I would not want to go back and relive it. You couldn't pay me enough to go back and relive it, but I wouldn't change it because, and people who survive an awkward phase successfully can say it's like one of the best things that can happen for you. So to all the parents out there who have the awkward child, be grateful, because I have a list of four things why I'm so grateful I had an awkward phase.
Okay, let's hear it. I've got to believe empathy is on that list.
It is number two on my list.
Okay.
We are empathic people, because sometimes unkindness can teach kindness, because you know what it's like to be on the other side of things.
Exactly.
And we're really empathic, compassionate people. Another one is that we're interesting people, largely because our outsides weren't, so we were forced to develop our insides. And now the benefit of that is that we have these cool, interesting personalities.
And careers,
which sometimes, you know, are as a result of our cool, interesting personality.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, we didn't peak too early. I look at some of the girls in school, or even some of these celebrity girls who peaked really young, and things seem to go south for them around the age of 25, and I think that's pretty unfortunate. I look at a lot of women in Hollywood who are always beautiful. They didn't seem to have the awkward phase. And I look at their relationships, and a lot of them are really unhealthy, dysfunctional, romantic relationships. And I imagine that's largely due to the fact that they were taught to value their outsides from a rather young age rather than their insides. And then they end up attracting a partner who does the same thing, that values them for how they look rather than who they are inside.
Yeah, I've had that problem most of my life, you know, that most people are just so, you know, complimentary about how handsome and stunning I am that I've had to really struggle against that.
Your handsome looks are so distracting.
Yeah, I know.
That we could hardly focus on your personality.
Yeah, I know. It's a crutch, but somebody has to bear it. You know, the song that Bruce Springsteen did called Glory Days always reminds me of this. It's a story.
Love that song.
It's a story about a high school guy who did peak in high school and how the girl that he dreamed of peaked in high school, and the two of them get together now and relive the glory days after she had a lousy marriage and a divorce, and he's still stuck in the town and never made anything of himself. So I couldn't – there's more stories like that than there are the ones that – the cool kids that did make it. So it is encouraging.
Yes. And anyone who's gone to their 20-year high school reunion can confirm that, that a lot of the people who had the early success socially don't have it later on, but the people who were considered the oddballs, yeah, a lot of them have these really fantastic lives later on.
I was on that short list at my 20-year reunion of, and some of the notables from our class include, and it was about 6 or 8 people, and I was on that short list, and it was a 1,000-person class, so I was pretty honored.
That's amazing.
It's exactly, and trust me, I was far from the handsome dude. I graduated high school at 16, so right there I was just destroyed just by age alone as a 16-year-old boy senior that didn't drive until he was halfway into senior year, so it was a nightmare for me. Did we finish your list?
I've got one more.
Okay, yes, go on.
We appreciate things. When things don't come easy, you have the capacity to appreciate them so much more. And that's true with so many things in life. But we had to either wait for it or work for it, as opposed to being given it freely. And I have such a greater appreciation for things.
That actually goes with a mentor of mine's saying about how gratitude is the most important thing towards happiness. And if you're grateful, which is an extension of what you're saying, you have a better chance to be happy. And if you're grateful for all the good in your life. And I think when you come from a rougher place, whether it's literally economic or it's just social awkwardness, and then you blossom out of it or, you know, will yourself out of it, you are more grateful. And I couldn't agree with you more. It is so interesting, you know, as I listen to you, the idea of you being awkward just can't even enter the lexicon of my mind. I mean, you're so articulate, you're so wise, you're so smart, and you're so young but what you're saying is completely true. I mean, so many of us did come from that awkward place, and I can picture the image you painted. I went on a cruise when I was 12 years old, and there was another family that went with us, and the girl, the daughter of the family, she was also 12, her nickname was Sparkles because of her braces. What a lovely nickname to give a young girl who's going to be self-conscious to begin with braces. So there's so many people that have had to suffer because of these phases, and it's peer pressure is such a cruel thing. What would be in the 30 seconds left, what would be your biggest tip to a parent when a kid, I don't want to go into the bullying thing, but when a kid is just suffering from peer pressure, what do you tell the parents?
You know, I don't even know if I can answer that question in 30 seconds, but I would say if you are the parent of a child who's just awkward, the oddball at school, let them wave their freak flag. Really, just let them embrace whatever it is that makes them odd and different and unique and celebrate it, and let them have home be a place where they're accepted.
That's
instead
beautiful.
Of home being another place where they're criticized or pressured.
Beautiful.
And that will help them get to the other side of it. And on the other side is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely perfect. On that, please tell our listeners where they can find you, and I'll have to bid you goodbye and a great trip to the Catskills.
Thank you. So I will be at theparentingplayground.com. On Facebook, we're there under the same name. And on Twitter, it's dr_Weberman.
Excellent. Have a safe drive. I'll see you next week. I'm sorry you can't make Dad Chat tonight, but I understand, and we love and appreciate you here at our show.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel the same way. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Stay tuned for my closing remarks right after these messages.
Accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.